Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Oh, Yeshua, how long must we wait, longing for the day of your return?
There are those of mine who do understand them. There are those of mine who see the signs and pay attention. And they look at them, and they understand, and they are ready to serve me.
You cannot make a date for my coming, saith God, but you can see the signs of the times, saith the Lord. Yea, I draw nigh.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, there have been a lot of earthquakes, sinkholes, and strange weather of late, and it seems to be happening a lot more frequently, too. Why, the weather people have even just recently stated that our seasons are a whole month off. My friends, if you haven't seen these things, it's time you take your blinders off. Mark 13:18 says, "And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows." And what does the Bible say about all these fishes and birds that are dying in masses? Revelation 8:9. "And the third part of the creatures which are in the sea and had life died." I think this verse covers the birds also, because part of their diet is taken from the waters. These are all warnings from our great God to be heeded by all men. And if we don't heed them, the consequences are going to be great. So my friends, get right and get ready. Jesus is coming. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, our friends, as Sister Sharon and I expose the false, right here on Signs True Truth Radio. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. And if you also believe that, partner with us, and together, we can make a whole wide world of difference. No matter how small the support is, it always helps. Just pray about becoming a Signs Radio Spiritual Sponsor. The need is great, right now especially. This ministry needs your help. Write Post Office Box 122 today, won't you? The full address is heard at the end of this program. Bless you, our friends. When you write, especially for Wednesday nights, please mention that you are supporting Wednesdays, because Wednesdays right now is in jeopardy and may have to be canceled. This program is listener-supported. Each program must receive enough support to keep it on the air. And unless more Wednesday night support comes in, it will have to be canceled in May. Not complaining, folks. Just letting you know so that you know. That's all. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled, A Time for Faith. Maybe it is a time for faith right now, especially for Signs Radio. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 4. "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy ye shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted." My, oh my. Aren't the scriptures so good, my dear listening friends? Is God your salvation? I pray he is. If so, then you must trust him with all your heart and not give in to fear, for fear is the polar opposite of faith, don't you know? When you sing praises unto the Lord Jehovah Almighty, your joy will spring forth as water from a well of your salvation. Yahweh becomes your song of salvation, and your joy shall become of his strength. Can you say, praise the Lord? Come on, say it with me right now. Ready? Praise the Lord! Now, did that not spring out as joy from the well of your salvation? Hallelujah! It sure did mine. I feel the Holy Ghost all over me just right now. It is so important that you praise the Lord, folks. Call upon his name. Declare to others what Jesus has done for you. And do not forget to make mention to those around you that the name of the Lord is exalted above all others. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is truly at hand. Get right while you still can. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1-0.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
My. The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand, our friends. My dear listening friends, March fell way short in support coming in to support Wednesday nights. I am not complaining, but I must tell you, if support does not come in for Wednesday nights during April, there is a very good possibility, almost a sure thing, I will need to cancel Wednesday night broadcasts in May. Again, I'm not complaining, I just want you to know. I may have to do that by canceling Wednesday nights. It's a good frequency and time slot, and once canceled, I will not be able to get it back. So now is the time to respond with your support of any amount. Would you miss Wednesdays? Please pray about it. The Signs radio account is down to $100. That will not even begin to pay for April's programs. Satan is always trying to close this program down. If you do not want that, send him notice with your love gift to Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lisle, New York, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. That address repeats at the end of the program. Lord, I just pray you will bless all those listening tonight to this program. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. And please, Lord, touch those who can send help now. It's an emergency, as you know, Lord. Amen and amen. Now, our dear listening friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed that I have titled The Gospel of the Coming Kingdom. And that one's going to be a good one, folks. Now, the prophecy news behind the news of my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs radio programming. Watchmen Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Let's begin the reports. Imagine walking into a store, not to buy something, but to just browse for future purchases, or to just pass the time. Then imagine being in that said store and being told that you owe a $5 just looking fee. That's the policy posted by one grocery store in Brisbane, Australia. They're trying to reduce the number of shoppers who browse but don't buy. Could this catch on all over the world? How about America? Continuing. Temple activists detained, lamb seized. Jerusalem police detectives detained a right-wing activist, Noam Ferderman, and others for questioning. And they also seized a lamb the activists wanted to sacrifice on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem's Old City. Police cited them for transporting an animal without a permit. Watchman comment, this is a last days end time sign, folks. Get ready. Continuing. Special Forces Commander, Constabulary Force coming. Says Obamacare leading U.S. down pathway to socialism. Lieutenant General William G. Jerry Boykin, retired, warns that America is well along the pathway that other societies have used to bludgeon and beat their population into submission to socialism, even to the point of establishing a constabulary force to control the people. Boykin explains simply that he knows the standard process for creating a socialist or Marxist state because he studied it as a military officer. Watchman comment, do you now believe what I've told you so many times? There's a general of the United States Army, though he's retired, General Boykin, telling you the same things that I have told you. Maybe those 2 billion bullets purchased by the U.S. Homeland Security do have a destination. Continuing.
Should Christians embrace hate? Matthew chapter 26, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. My dear listening friends, too often we run from the accusation that we are full of hate. I say it is time we stopped running from the accusations. Hate can be a good thing, especially if we love the things that the Lord loves and hate the things the Lord hates. Don't hate people, hate sin. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hallelujah, amen. Again, aren't the scriptures so good tonight? Continuing. Rising USA police state. The USDA's agricultural census is a massive farm surveillance scheme that's allowing the government to build a database of all food and farm resources. Through this program, the government is tracking the location of all seeds, livestock, greenhouses, urban gardens, backyard chickens, aquaculture, and even much more. Farmers who refuse to spy on themselves are threatened with fines and personal visits by government agents. My. Continuing. The Obama has finally created thousands of new jobs. USA President Barack Hussein Obama's regulatory and physical policies have been blamed for keeping unemployment high. But one industry where there has been dramatic job growth is not likely one the president is happy about: firearms. Guns and ammo are selling briskly these days, and that means weapon makers are hiring. Some weapons manufacturers are scrambling to find enough workers. My, oh, my. Did it really have to be? No, it did not. Continuing. Did you know that in many schools across the country, you were required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school? All the way up until 1962. Prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America, and the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways. Watchman comment, my. I'm old enough to remember those days. I've told you that before. You actually started the school day in a place called the homeroom, where you proudly repeated this every morning before classes began. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. I didn't say democracy, I said, and to the republic for which it stands, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The obvious fruit was safety and security, as well as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. That's what happens when you leave God in, not take God out. Continuing. High school in 1962 versus high school in 2013. Scenario number one. Johnny goes duck hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with a shotgun in his truck's gun rack. 1962. Vice principal comes over, looks at Johnny's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his own shotgun to show Johnny. Now jump up to 2013. School goes into lockdown, and the FBI is called. Johnny is hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or his gun again. Counselors are called in for the traumatized students and teachers. Scenario number three. Tim and Mark get into a fistfight after school. In 1962, a crowd gathers. Mark wins the fight. Tim and Mark shake hands and end up the best of friends. My, I've been there too. Let's jump up to 2013 after the fight. Police are called, and the SWAT team arrives. They arrest both Tim and Mark. They are both charged with assault and battery, and then expelled and put onto probation. My. Scenario number three. Jeffrey will not sit still in class. He continuously disrupts other students. In 1962, Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling. I can remember that one, too. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt the other students again. But let's jump up to the 2013 scenario. Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin after being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, ADD. Jeffrey now becomes a zombie. The family now gets a check from the government, and Jeffrey becomes disabled. One more. Scenario number four. Billy breaks a window on his neighbor's car. In 1962, his dad gives him a good whipping with his belt, and Billy never does it again. My, I remember that one, too. Let's jump up to 2013. Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is then removed from his home and sent to a foster care and later joins a gang. My. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused as well. Uh-oh, then their dad goes to prison. Boy, oh boy. Do you think that's an improvement over 1962? I sure don't. Continuing. If you are not taking diabetes injections, do not start. According to the World Diabetes Foundation, nearly one-third of all type 2 diabetics take daily insulin injections as part of their prescribed treatment protocol. But a new study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reveals that this quintessential diabetes therapy option may be responsible for more than doubling the risk of death from all causes among those with type 2 diabetes. The biggest jump was found with renal complications, however, which are 3.5 times more likely to occur as a result of insulin monotherapy. Watchman comment, but those good folks do not tell you that, do they? They just want you on their insulin that you have to pay for. Could be they are just money hungry and not really good after all. Good doctors? Continuing. The Bible or the bayonet? Public schools in America are becoming testing and training grounds for a monitored police state. Through man's 10,000 commandments, all in the name of safety and security, don't you know, you now have fences around schools, metal detectors before entering school buildings, surveillance cameras, and even armed guards. All because there are those who want to see what happens when you dare God's justice by departing from His commandments. It has been stated that if you will not listen to God's 10 commandments, you will not listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And man's 10,000 commandments can be seen today through the thousands of unconstitutional, un-American policies and measures forced on the American people on a daily basis. As one would expect, unconstitutional government produces bondage rather than liberty. Continuing. The user-friendly, really modern Bible. My. According to Dr. Jidrul, at least 30,000 mainline churches in the United States and Canada have already ordered their copies of the brand new, user-friendly, really modern Bible. The first 1,000 orders came with free lilac color vestments for the pastors. It will do for Christianity, he says, what Buddy Holly did for rock and roll. If Christ had only preached what we preach, adds Reverend Biduck, he wouldn't have been crucified. But we're going to see to it that Christians don't make that kind of mistake today. Watchman comment? What blasphemy! A false reverend preaching a false gospel form a false Bible. My. If this so-called reverend and this so-called modern Bible teach and preach something other than what Jesus Christ would teach and preach or did teach and preach, all those of you who listen to this un-Christ nonsense will go right to hell. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Continuing. Iraqi oil, once seen as a U.S. boon, now is mostly China's boon. 10 years after the United States invaded and occupied Iraq, yes, I said invaded and occupied Iraq, the country's oil industry is poised to boom and make the troubled nation the number 2 oil exporter in the world. But the nation that's moving in to take advantage of Iraq's riches is not the United States, not the America whose young men and women died to make this happen. No. It's China. Watchman comment, my. I told you this would happen when the U.S. invaded Iraq way back when. Do you believe me now? It's happening, isn't it? Continuing. CDC, 110,197,000 venereal disease infections in the U.S. Nation created new STIs faster than new jobs. According to new data released by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 19.7 million new venereal infections in the United States in 2008, bringing the total number of existing sexually transmitted infections, STIs, in the U.S. at that time to 110,197,000. Watchman comment, America is fast becoming a godless country, and this rise in sexually transmitted diseases is only one result of a godless society. Continuing. In an outrageous betrayal of all Americans, USA President Obama just signed the so-called Monsanto Protection Act into law. This law gives Monsanto authority over federal courts and allows it to plant experimental GMO crops, that's genetically modified crops, even if they pose an extreme risk to human health and environmental health. The Monsanto Protection Act, part of the H.R. 933 bill, continuing resolution, allows Monsanto to override U.S. federal courts on the issue of planting experimental, genetically engineered crops all across America, even if those experimental crops are found to be extremely dangerous or to cause a runaway crop plague. The U.S. government now has no judicial power to stop them from being planted and harvested and infecting us with all kinds of junk. America has become a grand Monsanto genetically modified experiment. Continuing. Biometric national ID card could be mandated on all American workers. Control. This is what fuels many congressmen and congresswomen. Recently, two U.S. senators met with President Obama, vouching for a biometric national ID card that would force workers to submit to a fingerprint, hand, or iris scan. Any worker failing to comply with this biometric tracking mandate would be terminated from their job. The program would be titled the BELIEVE System, an acronym for Biometrics Enrollment, Locally Stored Information, and Electronic Verification of Employment. My. Watchman comment, I can shorten that whole thing up to something very easy. 666, the mark of the beast. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled, The Gospel of the Coming Kingdom. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program stay on the air. And it really needs your help right now, especially Wednesday nights. And if you wish to remain anonymous, just send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, do not forget to pray over your letter and your offering, for then it's blessed and that helps God to get it through. Amen? Sure it does. And also please pray for others to give as God speaks also to them. Wednesdays desperately needs your help right away. The Signs Radio account is down to less than $100. If you are ready to write, here is the address. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell Lyle. L-I-S L-E. State is New York. Abbreviate N-Y. Zip code 13797. Thank you, and God bless you. Will Sharon and I find your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week? Just send it to Signs, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797. It sure is always a blessing to hear from our listeners, and only you can keep this Wednesday Signs program on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, The Gospel of the Coming Kingdom. Matthew chapter 24, the chapter that I call the Revelation of the Gospels, that's Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This is a bit of a continuing of a study in Hebrew. Mashiach ben Yosef is translated Messiah, son of Joseph. I want to focus on an aspect of the rabbi's understanding that Mashiach ben Yosef will come first, that's the Messiah, son of Joseph, and prepare the world for the kingdom of the Lord. According to the rabbinical teachings, he will do this by fighting God's wars against Edom, which is collectively understood as the enemies of Israel in the time preceding the restoration of the Messianic kingdom of Mashiach ben David. This preparation is known as Ikvat Mashiach, translation, the footsteps of the Messiah. The rabbi's expectation was that the entire world would be thus readied for the arrival of the Mashiach ben David and the glorious king. Messianic and Christian believers understand that Yeshua of Nazareth, Jesus, fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies of Mashiach ben Yosef in his first coming, and that we anxiously await his return to fulfill the role of Mashiach ben David. During this long interval, those who know Mashiach ben Yosef, the suffering servant, Yeshua, Jesus, also walk in his footsteps, preparing the way for his return. This walk also engages us in a war. Edom represents the earthly man, the man of flesh, an enemy against whom we struggle daily, facing many battles and obstacles as we prepare ourselves and our brethren in holy living for our expected bridegroom's arrival. That's Jesus, don't you know? Walking in his footsteps means living a life of expectant preparation and calling others to this walk as we preach the gospel of the coming kingdom to all nations. My dear listening friends, that is exactly what this Signs radio program does. It preaches the gospel of the coming kingdom to all the nations. Let us follow faithfully in Jesus' footsteps, fighting in the Spirit the battle with Edom, and winning souls through holy living and sharing the gospel of salvation at every opportunity. So, my dear friends, let's give all our concerns to the Lord and see ourselves as He sees us, kings and priests. Thank God in every circumstance, and there you will find your victory. Get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service.
Are you being drawn today? Come to Jesus now. Let his love surround you, clothe you, lift you, comfort you. Let Jesus be your good shepherd, your master, your God. Amen.
My dear listening friends, because each Signs program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way Signs can stay on the air, and Signs needs your support urgently. For the first time ever, income tax time seems to have affected Signs radio support. And I can understand that for some of you that it's made it very difficult for you to help. I can only pray that some who can give will make an extra effort at this time to cover those who cannot support Signs due to government taxing thievery. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain Signs will be spoken in just a moment. But first, please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time Saturday, 4840. And another letter from Science supporters in Missouri. Dear Brother Johnson, we are doing fine. Thank you and your listeners for their prayers. Bibles are cheap, yet God's people don't seem to know it. They are being blown around with every wind of doctrine. It's amazing people do not read or study God's Word, and they don't know it. Only what they hear or are told, mostly lies and false doctrines. God bless you and Sister Sharon. Brother Johnson responds, thank you, our dear friends. That was good preaching, folks. Amen and amen. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Here it comes, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Please pray about writing Sharon and I this week, and please remember to pray for us as we pray for you, for we truly love you all.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.